suffer from auction blocks to record covers, beauty and canvas gauge painted by the other. Jane Doe, bitch, whole baby mother, niggas in these rules, afro color, want us to back it up, gyrate and yell, freedom tell us, have patience, sister waiting on the 40 acres, mule of the world, abused by folklore, black bodies, eroticized supply stores, lady to lady, I understand for sure, minds ignored, but wounds free to explore. We write your story as you hear the mind, close your mouth. Play the background, your backside, cash cow. Turn around, get you more than your ass now. Wait a minute, we've been holding the shit down. Backbone of the world since before sound. Black girl, you'll see when a woman found. Leaving on the next greyhound across town. Sister cop the window seat, Badu style. While the wound bleeds the wounds of the deep south. Can't wash it out, shit is real, conjure bell. Put us on our knees, make us fiend to clean down. Keep it real, you afraid when we speak loud. When we scream, you seen a ghost in the haunted house. Simmer down, it's the black, you can't bleach out. In the story, we gon' breathe in and breathe out. Lady.
Garbage and honey. Garbage and honey. Garbage and honey. When delivering a two-hour mixtape of nothing but cover songs, how could you not include a David Bowie cover in that mix? That is Brooklyn reverb heavy noise pop trio Vivian Girls taking on David Bowie's John, I'm Only Dancing. That comes from the double disc compilation album called We Were So Turned On, a tribute to David Bowie. In the middle, it is Montreal alternative act U.S. Girls with Junkyard, the birthday party's song Junkyard as done by U.S. Girls. That comes from the 4AD Records compilation album Bills and Aches and Blues, released as a 40th anniversary celebration of the record label, which included 4AD roster artists covering 4AD artists. I think that makes sense. And then anyways, we kicked off the set with Toon Yards and Angelique Kidjo teaming up with Questlove for a Fela Kuti cover. That comes from the AIDS and HIV fundraiser compilation album Red Hot and Fela. Okay, this last set, it goes off the rails a little bit, but you have to trust me again as your loyal music programmer. I've been doing this 24 years and you keep tuning in, so I think you get and enjoy quirky sometimes. So with saying that, let's go to Funky Town. St. Vincent is going to take us there here on Under the Covers, here on Girly So Groovy.
Talk about it.
We're wrapping up this year's episode of Under the Covers here on Girly So Groovy. Every November, we do a two-hour mixtape that is nothing but cover songs here on the program, and I really thoroughly enjoyed this year's. I was having trouble kind of stitching things together, but once I started, I became obsessed and stitched together what we've got now, the full 2 hours of this episode. So we just heard the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. They are taking on the Ramones. It's a perfect fit. Two iconic New York punk acts. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs are doing the Ramones. Sheena is a punk rocker. That's from the compilation fundraiser album, War Child Presents Heroes. Let's talk about the middle, though. I don't even remember how, when, or where this came into my possession, but it is music performed by film star Mae West. That is Mae West taking on Twist and Shout. That comes from the 1966 album Way Out West. Interesting statistics behind this album. The album was a surprise success. It actually peaked on the Billboard Hot 200. Mae West at the time was 72 years old when the album was released. This made her the oldest woman to ever have a solo album on the Hot 200 chart. It was a long-held record finally broken in 2011 by Wanda Jackson, who was 73, when she released her album, The Party Ain't Over. And then just in 2023, that record was broken again. This musician was 77 years old. Any guesses? Dolly Parton, when she released her album Rockstar. There's some Girly So Groovy trivia. Every day's a school day on Girly So Groovy. And then we kicked off the set with St. Vincent with her take on Lips Inc.'s Funny Town. Funky Town. Oh God, this always makes me feel so stupid when I have to tell you where I got it from. That particular song, and don't judge me for this, but it comes from the soundtrack to the movie Minions. Yes, I know that makes me so uncool, but it is such a fun soundtrack with so many great cover songs. So yes, that's where that comes from. Anyways, friends, we are wrapping up this episode of Under the Covers. Don't forget, the next 2 weeks of Girly So Groovy, we go back to regular programming. 3 weeks from now, though, we are going to be doing the top 10 and honorable mentions for 2025. Can you believe it? And then 4 weeks from now, we will be doing our annual holiday extravaganza, wrapping up 2025 with all of that special programming. Stay in touch with the show all week long. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio. We're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy. And if you ever miss an episode, you can listen anytime you want at mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy, both ending with an IE. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 and a half years, I cannot say thank you enough. Yes, Girly So Groovy is almost a quarter of a century old this upcoming July. And I cannot believe it. For nearly 25 years, we have been broadcasting in the Detroit and Windsor area at the University of Windsor, CJAM 99.1 FM. We are there every Monday night, 6 until 8 o'clock. But we're also syndicated across Canada, coast to coast, in fact, and down south in the United States. I would say there are nearly 19 or 20 stations that are now covering Girly So Groovy. I certainly don't have the time to list every station right now, but I always like to do a shout out somewhere throughout the show. And this week, the shout out is going to all our listeners in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We are also a Monday show in Fredericton, but we're Monday mornings, 6 until 8 a.m. We are on CHSR 97.9 FM in Fredericton. I love our Maritime listeners. You guys are great. Not to clump you all into one geographic area as Maritime listeners, but it seems like as listeners, you are great for reaching out, letting me know what you like or any requests that you have. Remember, you can always message me through our Instagram and Facebook accounts. Well, friends, that's it. That is the end of this year's Under the Covers. If you know me as a loyal host, I'm obsessed with cover songs. And even though this episode is over, I probably will be stitching cover songs throughout many episodes to come here on the show. But speaking of Fredericton, we are going to wrap up the full 2 hours with the Fredericton punk duo Kitten Spit. They released, I need to remember the name of this EP. Yeah, it was back in 2021 that Kitten Spit released their EP Covered in Spit. And in fact, they also covered the Ramones' Sheena is a Punk Rocker. The EP is available on Bandcamp if you would like to hear all 6 songs. But what we're going to do, we're going to wrap up the full 2 hours with Kitten Spit taking on Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with their version of Bad Reputation. Again, I cannot do this show without you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll be back next week. Here is Kitten Spit.
To CJSF and 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. sharing music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.
This is Bird Note. A few times each year, the eastern paradise Waida puts on its party clothes. This small finch, found in East Africa, is just 5 inches long, with a black tail, brown back, and patterned face markings. But when it's time to mate, the male molts into breeding plumage. His head turns glossy black, his neck golden yellow, and breast a vivid orange. But the best part? He sprouts extravagant, long, black tail feathers 2 or 3 times the length of his body. The male paradise waida's tail feathers are not just super long, but also broad, as if they belong to a much bigger bird. It almost looks like the bird is wearing a long, black cape. That's how it got its nickname, the widow bird, because it looks like a widowed woman in black mourning clothes. It's a competitive scene during breeding season, with lots of long-tailed males chasing one another. The more a male gets chased, the more likely he is to grow a slightly shorter tail, which could make it harder for him to stand out for the ladies. So just remember, never underestimate the power of a good party outfit. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.